From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Washington for the G8 Economic Summit, the new president of France is telling President Obama he plans to withdraw French troops from Afghanistan by the end of the year. François Hollande spoke at the White House after his first meeting with Mr. Obama. The pullout was a campaign promise. As leaders of the world's richest countries prepare to meet at Camp David this weekend, President Obama is announcing a new effort to feed millions of the world's poor. NPR Scott Horsley reports the initiative includes some $3 billion in pledges from the private sector.
The president's food security push will initially target three countries in Africa: Ethiopia, Ghana, and Tanzania. Mr. Obama says companies such as Monsanto and Cargill have pledged to work with small farmers in those countries to produce enough food to be self-sufficient.
The whole purpose of development is to create the conditions where assistance is no longer needed.
Mr. Obama insists the new private investment is not a replacement for the $22 billion in food aid the government's promised at an earlier G8 meeting. While the U.S. says it's on track to meet its pledges, not all countries have done the same. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Chicago is bracing for major demonstrations as NATO leaders gather there this weekend. Many office buildings are closed and workers have been told to stay home. Lawyers for protesters say arrests have started. Among the protesters, National Nurses United, a group calling for Robin Hood taxes on big banks to offset cuts in social services, education, and health care. A wildfire in the northern Colorado foothills has scorched more than 7,600 acres. Grace Hood from member station KUNC has more.
Yesterday afternoon, nearly 400 firefighters made progress on the blaze, which burned grassy and wooded areas in the mountains northwest of Fort Collins. Today, the fire area is predicted to grow as hot and dry conditions persist. Greg Hooley is an information officer for the fire.
Higher temperatures, lower humidities, and all of those things combined together allow the fire to burn more freely.
So far, no structures have been burned by the blaze. The cause is still under investigation, but officials believe it was human-caused. For NPR News. I'm Grace Hood in Fort Collins, Colorado.
With its public price set at $38 a share, social media giant Facebook's price rose to $42 in the first minute of NASDAQ trading. But the dust has settled somewhat, and share prices have relaxed a bit. Analyst Scott Kessler with Standard & Poor's cautions people not to get too excited.
Just because they have a tremendous global user base and have been growing the franchise significantly doesn't mean that they're going to easily overcome a lot of the questions and concerns.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 65, the NASDAQ down 26. This is NPR News. Spanish company Repsol S.A. has announced that an exploratory oil well drilled off the coast of Cuba has been a bust. The well will be capped and abandoned. Chinese authorities have blocked human rights lawyers from representing the nephew of blind activist Chen Guangzheng. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the nephew, Chen Kung-Guai, has been accused of homicide after battling with local officials.
After Chen Guangcheng escaped house arrest last month, local officials in his home province of Shandong went looking for him. They went to the house of his nephew, Chen Kung-Guai, and, according to witnesses, beat the 32-year-old severely. Authorities say Chen Kung-Guai hacked at local officials with knives. His family members say he was defending himself. Now he faces homicide charges. More than a half dozen human rights lawyers have volunteered to represent him, but they say the government refuses to let them meet with the defendant and has instead appointed two government attorneys to serve as his counsel. The Communist Party often claims that China is a rule-of-law nation, but critics say episodes like this show how far the country still has to go. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Lawyers on either side of the perjury trial of former baseball great Roger Clemens may not examine witnesses for more than 90 minutes, according to a ruling from federal judge Reggie Walton. The trial's in its fifth week. Walton says he could have a major scheduling conflict if the Clemens trial doesn't end by June 8th. The time limit will take effect after the testimony of key prosecution witness and former Clemens strength coach Brian McNamee. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.